It is an honor to be on the phone with all of you from whatever country it is that you are coming from. Welcome. Welcome here tonight. And if this is your very first time and your introduction to DannyJohnson.com, then we hope that this would be an experience that would benefit you. Typically, I do training seminars and training teleseminars and conference calls like this one, as well as a number of other different things. And before I get into some content tonight, I'm going to help you to prospect like a professional, to get out of building a wall of tension with your prospect, to get out of that salesman mentality where you feel, I don't know if you feel this way, but for a long time I felt, ugh, I felt yucky, I felt second-rate citizen when I would go out and try to build my business, and nothing really seemed to work for me in the beginning. And after 6 months of absolute failure, I had heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything for me. And quite honestly, I did not believe it. I did not believe that a two-day workshop could make any difference in my life at all. I just thought it was a bunch of hype, and there's no way that things like that ever work. And so, long story short, I went, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days after 6 months of working my business full-time, talking to anything that walked or breathed, and everybody giving me the same lame excuses like, oh, I need to talk to my spouse, or, you know, right now's not a good time, or, you know, that thing really isn't for me. Or they would say, yeah, man, that sounds great, call me back in 2 weeks, and no, they fall off the face of the planet. And so after that 2 days and coming out and bringing in 25 business builders into my business and making a $4,000 check completely blew my mind. So I went back again. I knew that this, I had found something that was going to really equip me on how to become successful. And so my first 6 months, I went to a seminar every 2 to 4 weeks. I spent a tremendous amount of money, but I also made $51,000 in that period of time. Then went off and I got married and thought my life was perfect. I mean, I thought, gosh, I'm a businesswoman now. I'm not on welfare like my family is. I'm not doing drugs like my family does. I'm not abusive like my family was. I'm thinking, oh, man, everything is awesome. And marriage drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. Totally, completely homeless, living out of the back of a car, all of my stuff in the back of the car with me, no physical address, no phone, no nothing. And I wound up being homeless through the month of December, just completely suicidal, thinking that this was it for me, I was going to be a failure forever, and here I wound up just like my family. And so I got started in a business after several weeks of just being real sick and tired of what I let my life become. And I made a decision. Never again would I be this broke. Never again would I let somebody else control my financial future. Got started in another business, had no products, no money, no brochures, no physical address, and no telephone. How do you start a business with none of the above? It's virtually impossible. Well, out of complete thin air, I did. And I grabbed a piece of paper. I hadn't written a flyer. Put it up at a post office, got a gentleman to give me a voicemail number without any payment, with a promise of payment at the end of the month, and started a business and made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 that next month, which was my first full-time month. I actually quit a job that I had for a month and a half as a cocktail waitress and started working the business full-time. Went out and made $250,000 my first year, made my first million by the end of my second year, and all this happened by the time I was 23. Currently, I am a mother of five. I'm also a grandmother. We have been building businesses now for 17 years. This month, 17 years that I've been in business, and, you know, honestly, we've gone through some great times and some hard times, and to be quite frank with you, in our worst years, we still generated a six-figure income. Our best year, seven figures. And so I don't know, where else can you take a kid who grew up on welfare, who is completely homeless, no education, totally abused, abandoned, and make her a millionaire inside of 2 years? Where else can you make something like that happen? There isn't another place other than the absolute God-given industry that we all work in today, and that is the home-based business industry that we have. That already, this week, 175,000 people have signed up in some home-based business in the U.S. alone. This week, 450,000 people will sign up in a home-based business worldwide. So how do we know that it works? Look at the track record, man. There is nothing you can say that disputes it. Not to mention my own personal experience inside of it, where else can you take someone like me? I met my husband through the business, became a millionaire in this industry, wound up raising my 5 children working part-time. I spent 12 years pregnant, or nursing, and raising babies inside my home, building a multiple 6-figure income and 7 figures in our better years. So all I know is that it works. That's the bottom line. Now, some of you, you're on this phone and you were dragged on probably by your ear by somebody that loves you. And you really want to thank them because you know what? They cared enough about you to be able to introduce you to a business that produces profits working from the comfort of your own home. They introduced you to an organization where the leadership has its heart in the right place. A lot of leadership, their egos are in the wrong place. And not only that, but they got reservations about outside trainers. And you know what? They should have. I've had things, I mean, millions of dollars of business stolen from me by trainers. So I completely understand what that's all about. But here you've got a leader who cares enough about his people to put his people in front of a training system that is clearly second to none, the fastest growing training company on the face of the planet today that gets more results than all those other training situations combined. Bottom line in recruiting numbers, bottom line in duplication numbers, bottom line in checks. No question. The bottom line is that this works, and he's been a man humble enough to say, hey, I want my people to succeed even beyond where they're already succeeding. They probably don't need outside sources, but, man, I want to help them. And so, you know what? Thank your upline. Thank the person that got you on this call. And make sure you pay very close attention. So let's go ahead and get into some content. First of all, the first thing I want you to do is if you can get online at the same time talking to me, which most people can these days, if you know how to do that, if you know how to get on your computer the same time while you're on the phone, please go over to your computer right now. And what I want you to type in is www.dani, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson. com. Okay? I'm going to be referring to this website and showing you where there is free content that will absolutely equip you to succeed making more money with less time. That's the name of the game that we do. We teach people how to make more money with less time. I worked my business 20 hours a week and generated 7 figures. I've developed and trained many other people who have done the same exact thing. Do you want to be able to learn how to do that? A, do you want to be one of those that generates 6 figures and even 7 working part-time from home? Number 2, do you want to be able to have your people make 6 or 7 figures working part-time from home? Well, in order to make that happen, you've got to learn how to maximize time. So, again, go to DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I. Johnson.com. That first page you're at is a membership inquiry page. If you fill that page out, you're going to be in a vault that has, you'll have access of over 30 hours of free training calls. Now, to book a call typically with myself, which we have a lot of different leaders throughout the world that do this, it's $600 for one training call. Doesn't matter how many people are on that call, but it's $600. So 30 hours times $600 is a lot of money that is available for you on that website. So I highly recommend click on there. You need help with prospecting? It's in there. You need help with duplication? It's in there and it's free. You need help with learning how to get out of debt? It's in there and it's free. Need help with managing your time? It's in there and it's free. Do you need help with better communication skills? It's in there and it's free. Do you need help with getting over your fears? It's in there and it's free. So go there now. Click on that. You might want to bookmark that particular website. Go ahead. See if you like it. You might not. I don't know. At least it's a source that people like Tom, people like Sandy, people like Jefferson, the list goes on. People like Simon out in Australia. The list goes on of the people who have used this to the tune of 60,000 clients that have gone to this, not gone to the website, that are customers on this website in the last 2.5 years. Okay, if you have a pen and paper, keep that right next to your computer as you're working, because I'm going to direct you online where you can get additional help and additional different areas on how to be able to build your business. Now, there's a couple of different ways that you can actually build your business, and the tips I'm going to give you tonight, in fact, there are 10 tips I'm going to give you tonight to improve your prospecting skills, okay? First thing on my list is that you need to make sure that you have established the right posture, the right attitude. You have to make sure that you are not going into the conversation full of fear, full of, oh, I don't know if this is going to work, full of, oh, what are they going to say? You know what? if you're going to start a conversation with all of that nonsense, the conversation is going to go absolutely nowhere. Write this down. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. And so the verbal part of the communication is like 7% of the conversation. So with knowing that, here's what you need to understand. You can say all the right words with the wrong attitude, body language, and authority, and guess what? The conversation is going to go nowhere. If you say all the right words full of fear or full of anxiety, full of stress, full of pressure, the person is not going to want what you're selling, which is fear, stress, anxiety, worry, and pressure. Okay? So whatever it is that you got going inside of you is what it is that you are communicating outside of you. So really, the business, 90% of the business is an inside game. It's an absolute inside game. The basics are the same for the millionaires in this business as it is for the guys that are struggling to make $100 a month. It's the same basic foundation to build the business. The difference is the inside game, who they are personally, what they have developed their people skills to be, their leadership skills to be, how they communicate with other people, what kind of choices it is that they make, okay? So attitude, body language, and authority. Let me just give you a bottom line here. I want you to imagine that there's a husband that comes home and he says to his wife, honey, I'm going out bowling and having a few beers with the buddies. She looks at him and she says, you go right ahead. Now, you do not even need to see my face to discern what I really said. Because my words may have given a yes, go right ahead, but the reality is that my tone, the body language, my posture, the authority in which I'm speaking in, was saying, you do and you're dead meat. And for some reason, some guys still go out anyway, which is hilarious. And they can't figure out why they're on the couch. Okay, so are you with me? You gotta make sure that you got the right posture, the right body language, the right authority. How? How do you change that? Well, number one, birds of a feather flock together. That's number one. Number two, it all depends on where you're coming from, what your level of personal development is. Again, your leadership skills. Do you believe in the business that you're in? Are you solid, rock solid, that you're going to build it come hell or high water? That no matter what, nothing's going to stop you. Have you made up your mind that there are no conditions to your success? Meaning, well, I'll try this for 90 days, and if it doesn't work, then I'm out of here. Could you imagine somebody saying that when they're taking their vows to get married? A big duh. So the reality is that if you communicate with full faith, full belief, I'm going for it, nothing's going to stop me, there's no conditions on my success, here is what it should be, and this is what it was for me. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it takes. If it takes me 20 years to figure this thing out, I still would be doing better doing this than I would spending 20 years in a corporation, which actually, you can't even spend 20 years inside of a corporation these days. There is very few, small percentage of people that spend 20 years inside of a corporation. The average lifespan of an employee is 5.3 years. So there's no way that you even have that chance of spending 20 years inside of one particular organization. And so for me, it was, you know what? Who cares how long? Who cares what it takes? Doesn't matter if I fail, I'm going to keep going until I figure this thing out. And sure enough, my first 6 months failed miserably. In fact, in light of things, the first year, I failed miserably because I wound up homeless. Okay, so make sure that you got the right attitude, body language, and authority before you get on the phone to any of those people that are on your personal list of resources. Number two, you need to know what you're looking for. You must look for desire. You're looking for people with no excuses, no whining. You're not looking for people that are looking for something for nothing. You're looking for people who want to do something extraordinary with their life. That is specifically what it is that you're looking for. You are specifically looking to target the people that Microsoft would target, the people that Netscape would target, the people that United Airlines would target. You're not the people that McDonald's is going to target. Are you with me? We're not looking for the people that are wanting to work at Target because they get to punch in and punch out and they're satisfied with that. No! You are looking specifically for desire. And desire has a look, it has a voice, it has intention, it has intensity, it has persistence, and it has follow through. Okay? Someone with no desire has an excuse for everything in the book. Like this. Well, I couldn't work my business last night because Seinfeld was on. And I've never missed Seinfeld in 8 years. Well, you know, if the products weren't so expensive, then I know I'd be more successful. Well, you know, I just kind of think the buy-in's a little expensive, so I'm not comfortable talking to some of my friends. Well, you know, I've done a bunch of these before, and I've never succeeded, so I don't know if I will in this. Oh, there's a meeting tonight? I'm sorry. I can't be there because I've got these other plans. And it's to do laundry or something. Okay, are you with me? People that have excuses are not the ones that are going to build this thing. Do you understand? So you are looking to get people that Microsoft is looking to get involved in their company. You're looking for a higher breed. You're looking for a people that are looking to get out of their situation. Listen, I was a homeless cocktail waitress, right? Well, here I am, a homeless cocktail waitress, and, you know, when Microsoft has hired me, well, my resume didn't look real good at that time, but I'll tell you what. I'll tell you about one of the jobs that I got. I got a job as a custom decorator when I was 19 years old. Stood in line for an hour and a half as there were 26 women being interviewed for this position. I went up. I was the last one interviewed, and I said to the man, I was the youngest. I did not look the part. I had zero experience, and I did not even know what a decorator was. And I said to the manager, I said, Mike, I don't know anything about decorating. And I said, and you know what? All these other people are way more qualified than me. In fact, I'm probably wasting your time right now. You don't even want to look at that application because it's not going to be impressive. But one thing I will tell you, Mike, is I will work harder than any of these women that were standing here before you. And if you're willing to teach me, I am absolutely teachable, and I'm willing to learn whatever it takes to get the job done. Interview over. Hour later, I got a phone call. You're hired. And we're going to spend thousands of dollars getting you trained for the next 3 weeks. We're flying you up to Seattle, and we're going to train you on how to become a decorator. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, 26 other women were fully qualified. I was not. Why did I get the job? Desire. Determination. Teachability. Willing to work, willing to learn, willing to give it a try. So, friends, that's who you're looking for. That's who you're looking for. Not the status quo guy, but the one who's hungry. That's what you're looking for. Number three, you want to make sure and smile. Gosh, you know, I'm so blessed. God has blessed me with this amazing team at our office at DannyJohnson.com. We've got an office full of just amazing people. And one person in particular in my office, this girl smiles constantly. I mean, I wrote her a card today because I said, you know what? Your smile is so contagious. It's so awesome. It's so sweet. And it changes atmospheres. Whenever, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but people that smile seem to have people around them all the time. Seem to have people that want to be around them all the time. Why? Oh my gosh, there's nothing like being around somebody that has got a grin from ear to ear. So I'm telling you right now, let me tell you what a smile communicates. Number one, it communicates, I know where I'm going. Number two, it communicates confidence. Number three, it's contagious. It actually changes an atmosphere. A smile communicates, I know where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. And I'm going for it, and I'm going with or without you. That's what it says. A smile breeds curiosity. So look at that. What is a smile worth? Oh, gosh. It is worth a tremendous fortune. Just something like that. And I know some of you are like, but Danny, I don't have any teeth. That's okay, man. Smile anyway. Come on, I have so many clients. Oh, God, thousands of them. We've had thousands and thousands of people go through First Steps this past year. In fact, we've had a few thousand just this year all alone who've already been through First Steps. And this is hilarious. I've had a couple of my clients who have no teeth. And when I say, come on, I want to see it. And they smile big and you see nothing but gums. And guess what? They are proudly wearing that smile. Even if they don't have any teeth, even if you got rotten teeth, even if you got crooked teeth, I want you to smile. It changes your confidence level. It changes what you're communicating to the prospect. So smile while you're on the phone. If you're communicating over the phone, smile when you're in front of people. Smile when you're driving to work. Smile while you're at the grocery store, the gas station, the post office. I don't care where you go. Make sure you're smelling all four of those teeth. That's all you got. All right. You want to have some energy. And I know right now you're thinking, Danny, you are a spaz. I can't have that kind of energy. I understand. Completely understand. You don't need to have the kind of energy I have. Unfortunately, I've been like this for just a few years now. In fact, just since I've gotten into this business, I was a quiet loner type person before getting started in the business. That the business has pulled the best out of me. Energy-wise, yes. You know, I got a lot of that. You got it when you have as many kids as I do. You got it when you've got as many businesses as we have. However, people don't follow dead people. They don't like being around dead people, right? Come on, think about it. Do you guys pretty much avoid people that are like, I don't know. Do you understand? You and I both avoid those kind of people like the plague. If you got those for me, you know, slow, quiet, you don't want to be around those people. Okay? So you want to have a little bit of energy. Smiling is obviously going to increase your energy. Now, what I want to share with you is that I want to teach you a technique that can radically change your business, radically change your careers with your job, radically change your marriage, radically change your parenting, radically change who you are in the community. Okay? So the last 4 steps that I just gave you are about the internal game. Now, let me give you part of the external game, okay? In this section, so this will be number 5. Number 5, you need to make a friend first when you're going to build a rapport with your clients. Build a friend first. Do not go and lead with trying to sell somebody something. That is so very short term. Short term is, I've got to sell this skincare. I've got to sell this nutrition. I've got to sell my company. Let me tell you something. When you lead with that, you're coming across as every other self-centered home-based business owner who gets the word no about 10 to 20 times a day. If you want to eliminate objections and you want to have rejection-free prospecting, okay, rejection-free prospecting, these next few things I'm going to give you, you want to learn how to do. And again, that first thing, or number 5, friends first. Go to the website right now. If you click, for example, in the month of February and March, there were several calls done on communicating with people. Those are free. Click on those. You can listen to those after we're all done on this call if you'd like. Okay? Also, go do this. Click in the product section. In that product section, you're going to find a number of tools that are in there that can help you on how to communicate in a professional way, not like an amateur who sounds like an amateur salesperson, but a real professional business developer, which is what you are. You're a business developer. You're developing a clientele, and you're developing relationships with other business owners. Okay, that's what you do. And so in that section where it says products, click there. You'll find a script book. I think the script book is the very first thing. I'm going to be reading from that script book tonight. There's words to say in there. There's also CDs to teach you how to say it. But the key important thing that's throughout the script book, as well as there's some CDs in there called Foundational Keys to Your Success. These were audios that were recorded in North Carolina. It's a 10 CD set. This next thing that I'm going to give you absolutely is on those CDs. I mean, obviously, I can give you just a couple minutes here. We're talking 10 hours of training in communicating and developing your business to a higher level. Okay, so friends first, this is how it works. You want to go in with the intention of not trying to sell somebody, not trying to sign somebody up, but with the intention of an interview. The intention of, does this person have the kind of qualities, desire, and skills that I'm looking for? Does this person have the kind of qualities, desire, and skills that I'm looking to bring into my business? And so when you go in with the intention of, I want to get to know who this person is. What are they all about? What makes them tick? There's a few reasons why you should attack it in this way. One is that it develops trust with you and your prospect. When you have this ulterior motive at the forefront, they can see dollar signs in your eyes, and now they are questioning your motives. But see, here's something about people that you all need to understand. People inherently are selfish. They are. That's how we are. Period, end of story. We were all made this way, unfortunately. Well, since the fall. So we are selfish by nature, and when you know that your opponent is going to be selfish by nature, then it's very simple to figure out what to put on the end of the hook to bring this person into your business. And so if they're selfish, it means they like to talk about themselves. They want what they want. They like what they like. You can't change that about that person. They want what they want. They like what they like. Okay? They care about themselves. They want their goals. They want to do well. They've got their idea of what their life should be. You are not going to change that. Don't try to change people. Try to figure out how to bring people in, letting them be who they are, and get what they want out of your opportunity. So Friends First looks like this. I want you to use this acronym. Write this down. It's called FORM. You're going to form a rapport with the prospect. Whether you think you know this person already, could be a close friend, could be an acquaintance, could be an old coworker, it could be somebody cold right off the street, okay? F is for family. O is for occupation. R is for recreation. And M is for message. F is for family. O is for occupation. R is for recreation. M is for message. And this is how you're going to form a rapport and build trust with the prospect. Now, right now, you're probably thinking, I already have a rapport with the people that I know. Oh, I'm not talking about a superficial rapport. I'm talking about a real rapport. I'm talking about, do you know the answers to these three questions I'm going to give you right now? Do you know what their needs are? You may assume you know what their needs are, but if you go practice this even on your spouse tonight, you will find needs that you had no idea about. Do you know what the strengths are of the prospect? Do you know the strengths of the prospect? Now, and you may have an opinion about what you think the strengths are, but I'm going to tell you right now, your opinion is worth nothing in the prospecting equation. Okay? Do you know what the goals are of the prospect? Again, you may think you have an opinion about it, but I'm telling you right now, your opinion can cause you to lose in absolute ignorance. Do not assume that because you are familiar with these people that you know these people. There's one thing to be familiar. There's another thing to really know that person. Okay? So, family, occupation, recreation, and message. Now, I'm going to demonstrate how to do that in just a few minutes as far as questions that you're going to ask. So, you're going to ask questions about their family. Where are they from? How long have they lived there? Whereabouts in the town do they live in? Meaning, like, let's say that you're at the grocery store, you're talking to the lady that's behind you, or you're talking to the cashier. So where are you from? How long have you been there? Oh, really? You're over there? Oh, that's great. Okay. You can be you could be at a soccer game or a hockey game or a cricket game. I don't know where you are in the world. That will give you a general idea of, you know, how that whole thing works. And so you would ask questions like, you know, do you have kids? Are you married? Oh, really? How old are they? Are they involved in sports? What school? Okay. You're just asking questions to get the other person talking about themselves. Why? Write this down. Because you want to be in control of the conversation. The person in control of the conversation is the one who's asking all of the questions. Whoever's asking the questions is winning. Whoever is talking is losing. Okay? Losing means no money. Winning means bigger paycheck, which is why we're all here. All right? So you control the conversation by asking all the questions. Once you get some good, solid training and equipping in this, and it takes most people about a year of really to master it, to get awesome at it, and that's, you know, depending on how much training they submit themselves to. If they're listening every day to audios, if they're plugging into monthly training seminars, this is obviously a real leadership type person that is able to really get deep in understanding people. Okay, so here's the deal. You ask questions about their occupation. How long have they worked there? What do they like about it? What do they not like about it? What exactly do they do as an accountant? What kind of a firm do they work for? What kind of accounts are they dealing with? Things like that. It's just when people talk about themselves, they become very much so comfortable, very much so at ease, unless, of course, you are coming across really slimy and interrogative. If you're coming across interrogative and slimy, well, then they're not very comfortable with you. And again, 93% of communication is nonverbal. All right, next. You want to listen to what they're saying, not assume that you know what they're saying. You also, to start a conversation with somebody, you want to start with a compliment. It's very simple. If you're, and again, if you're in a, you know, public situation or not, you could be calling your best friend. When you open a conversation with a compliment, it breaks down the barrier with the person. Oh man, I like your shoes. Those are great. So where are you from? Easy icebreaker. Easy door opener. I mean, it's very simple when you start off with a compliment. Okay? So let me go ahead and repeat these. Number one was attitude, body language, and authority. That 93% of all communication is nonverbal. Number two was you're looking for desire, not excuses. You're looking to bring the same people that Microsoft would bring into their organization. Number three, smile even if you have no teeth. Number four, you want to make sure that you have energy on the phone. Number five was you want to build friends first. Not come across with your sales intention, but looking to see if they have the kind of qualities, desires, and skills that you're looking for. Number six was to form a rapport with the prospect. With family, occupation, recreation, and message. Number seven was a compliment. Okay? Number seven was to give a compliment. Number seven was to control the conversation by asking all the questions. And number eight was to use a compliment. All right? Let me give you number nine, which is to build curiosity. Build curiosity by telling them absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean that you're going to be evasive. It means that you are going to control the conversation so that you are giving them no information. All you're doing is getting information out of them, and I will demonstrate that in a moment. Number 10 is to make sure you make the invitation, okay, that you call them back, you make an invitation for them to take a look at your presentation, okay? All right, now, Jason, I don't know, are you on the line still with me, or are you muted? I was looking to hopefully role play with you, buddy.
Of course I'm here.
Yes. You know what? This works best by just showing them how to get the job done instead of talking about getting the job done. Make sense?
Good stuff.
Okay, cool. All right, so now your business model is mostly warm market and lukewarm market, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. All right, then I'm going to show just the standard approach that is on page 8 of my script book. And for those of you that already have the script book, pull it out right now. Page 8, because this is the script that you're going to watch me demonstrate, all right? So you go ahead, Jason, and you tell me what kind of a scenario it is that you would want me to demonstrate for your people.
They're going to meet a friend for lunch.
Okay, it's just a random lunch date.
I haven't
made an appointment yet to show the business presentation to you. This is just...
That's right. The premise is, you know, just... meeting for lunch, haven't caught up in a long time, let's just go meet for lunch. But since then, obviously, the person that's calling, the person making the appointment has been engaged in the business, has joined the business, and they're thinking, this is the type of person that I'd like to partner with.
All right, so this is obviously a warm contact. I haven't talked to you in a while. Okay, yep. So we're showing up somewhere for lunch, and hey, how's it going?
Hey, awesome.
So good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It really has. So tell me what you've been up to.
Well, you know, just work. Another day at the office, and the kids are growing up, and you know, we're hoping to save up enough money to go on vacation in Hawaii here in 3 or 4 months, and things are good.
Awesome. So, what island are you wanting to go to?
Well, you know, we've been reading up on Maui.
Really?
Yeah, we want to go there.
Really? How come?
It's got some of the quiet spots, but then also, you know, you can go to like. Some of the touristy spots as well, and so we thought it'd be just a good mix.
Now, how many kids you got now?
Oh, you know, just the one right now.
Just one?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
How old now?
He'll be 4 in July.
Oh. Now, what was his name again?
Elias.
What was it?
Elias.
Oh, that's a great biblical name.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Now, what are you doing for work these days?
Well, I'm down at the... at that computer company still just, you know, just working away as the, they've since promoted me. I don't know if you know this. Now I'm, senior vice president of sales down there.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Are you loving it?
Well, you know, it's a new challenge and it's a bigger paycheck, but there's also more headaches involved. You know, it's greater responsibility. I feel like sometimes the overpaid babysitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's really terrible.
Yeah.
So how long have you been there?
Gosh, I've been with the company, in the position or with the company?
With the company.
With the company now, gosh, it's going on 7 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, well, you don't get to, you know, senior vice president of sales after the second day, so I've, you know, started out in middle management, and they've promoted me up, so here I am.
That's awesome. Good for you. What do you like most about what you're doing as a senior vice president?
Oh, gosh. You know, I get to use some of my creativity because it's all, it's marketing stuff, so I get to use some of my creative mind.
Mm-hmm.
Marketing, but, you know, just probably interacting with a lot of the different managers.
Right. What's a good time for me to give you a call and I can go ahead and just direct you to the website and you can go ahead and take a look at a way where, you know, again, I don't know, Jason, if it's going to work for you or not. All I do know is that they happen to be looking for some people that possess some high level of skills, good qualities. And again, I don't know if you have the kind of experience that they're necessarily looking for. However, at least it's a way where maybe you can increase your income without having to babysit, be able to take more vacations to Hawaii with Elias and your wife, and still using your creativity and your ability to interact and work with different types of management type people.
No, well, Danny, we've been friends a long time. I mean, tell me about it. What's it all about?
I will absolutely do that. I think that's a great idea. Do you have a card with you?
A business card?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. When's a good time for me to give you a call?
Oh, gosh. You know, I get off work at around 6, so
okay.
Typically after 6, yeah.
Okay, here's the website. That way you can go ahead and take a look at what the information is, and I'll give you a call, let's say, tomorrow around, what, 7:30?
Yeah, it'll work.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So cool. So tell me, are you guys renting a condo in Maui, or are you renting a hotel on the beach type thing? What are you guys doing?
We'll probably do the resort thing, you know.
Really?
We're looking at a few of the resorts out there in Wailea. Yeah.
Oh, in Wailea Bay?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. And this is your first time over there?
Yeah, it'll be our first.
You want to learn how to surf?
If they've got big enough boards, they got them like the size of a door.
They do, actually.
Those little tiny ones, I don't know about those.
Totally, man. Yeah, they do. They have no. You would never be able to learn on a little one. They teach you on the big longboard.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, I'm always open to that.
Yeah, my 11-year-old just turned surfing lessons in Australia, so he was stoked. I learned how to surf in Hawaii also.
Oh, cool.
And it is way fun. So, what are some other places you guys want to take vacations to?
Oh gosh, we really haven't planned any further than that. But eventually, I mean, Australia sounds cool. That's something that we've always been interested in checking out, you know.
Really? Now, how many weeks vacation do you get a year?
Well, I get I actually get 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, is all. So you know, we're not going to take all two at once because then you don't have anything else to look forward to. So we're just going to do a week and then another week maybe in 6, 7, 8 months, you know.
No, that's a good break, especially with what you're doing for a living with babies.
Well, I mean, but a week. I mean, by the time you get in the airplane and get there and then you got the travel day back, you're only limited to about 5 days. So it'd be nice to be able to take more, but that's just all we have. So.
Yeah. Well, at least it's better than nothing.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, so what I would do in this case is I would continue. First of all, I would not give you the invitation to take a look at a website until we're leaving. Lunch is done. I'd be forming you all the way through lunch. We're just kicking back, having a good time. At the very end of lunch, I would then pop this question on page 8 or this paragraph on page 8. Hey, when's a good time for me to get a hold of you? Again, I don't know if it's going to work for you or not. Repeating what I did with you, Jason, what I do with everybody, is I repeated your needs,
mm-hmm.
your strengths, and your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You asked me questions. Say, man, that's a great question. I controlled the conversation by asking more questions.
Right.
Which is why I would not recruit you until the end of our lunch if I was, you know, directing people to a website. If I had a flip chart type presentation or I did a napkin type presentation, I would show you right then and there what it was all about. If I invited people to a live business presentation, obviously it would just be, hey, you know what, when's a good time for me to get a hold of you? You know, I'll get you some information and, you know, you can see basically whether or not you feel like it's something that would work for you. That's
right.
It. Nonchalant, non-threatening. All the focuses, and I tied it back 3 different times to the needs, strengths, and goals that Jason has. His wanting more time, more vacation time, I repeated that back to him. His strengths is creativity, interacting with different types of people, especially people in management. His goals was obviously to continue to do well financially without necessarily being an overpaid babysitter. So.
And at the same time, you're not concerned about disqualifying me either. So the more interaction that you and I get, you might get down to the end of the of our lunch and just decide at that point that you were wrong, that I really am not probably the best candidate.
Absolutely not. But that wouldn't stop me necessarily for showing you the information and getting referrals from you. Which, by the way, there's several referral scripts in here as well. So, you know, no sweat off my brow of like, okay, you know what, go check this out. And I would definitely at least take the chance of introducing a product line. And by the way, once I send somebody a website that, you know, and obviously with a product like yours, it affects people. I'd be looking at you going, dang, man, he doesn't have the kind of leadership qualities I thought. Well, he's kind of this or he's kind of that. You know, he may not have what it takes to be the kind of leader I'm looking for, but maybe he might be able to lead me to somebody. Or let's see, you know, he might become a good client of mine. And so that's how I would begin that foundational relationship with him, wherever it is that he falls, depending on his response to the information, you know, kind of determines that. And then upgrade him through the system from there. So there you have it. There
awesome
you go.
Stuff.
Cool. So let's do this. I'm going to take you through a close. Let's say you checked out the website. We got a few minutes left.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, so you reviewed the website on the phone with you. And this is basically how I would do that with the website. Let's go here. Okay, so Jason, what did you like about what you saw on that website?
Well, I mean, I like the fact that it was speaking right to me. I caught the tail end of that baby boomer population, and the need for products to help me feel better and to look better. I like all that stuff. In fact, I've been spending $200 a month already to $300 a month for the last 20 years and to fuel my sport and in competitive bodybuilding. So I mean, I understand all that stuff, and didn't realize that the market was actually so large out there for these products. So I'm intrigued.
That's awesome. Tell me more about that.
About what?
About what you just said.
About the intriguing part?
Yeah.
Well, just that. I mean, I'm interested in knowing more about the market and you know, how this whole opportunity works.
Okay. So, Jason, do you want to make a little or a lot?
We're talking money?
Yeah.
Well, you know me. I mean, here I am, Senior Vice President of Marketing. Was I Vice President before? Did I just get another promotion? Anyway, we're always looking to make more money, a lot more.
What for?
So that we can afford more vacations and some more lifestyle stuff. Cars and bigger houses and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay. Now, Jason, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to have more than just 2 weeks a year of vacation, to be able to afford going to those exotic, beautiful, very expensive places, to be able to increase your lifestyle, more cars, bigger houses, and more stuff?
How long is it going to take me to get more than 2 weeks? A vacation? Was that one of the questions?
Yeah, and houses and cars and stuff.
That won't happen ever. The 2 weeks thing is that's standard, you know. So that's not going to happen. Of course, if I climb up the corporate ladder further, I could end up becoming, I guess I could become the president, but there's not much of a chance of that unless the old man kicks. So, you know, it's going to be a long haul, really. I don't really see it within the near future. In fact, I was kind of thinking that I kind of hit the glass ceiling here as Senior Vice President of Marketing.
Okay. Where do you see yourself fitting in? You want to start there at the bottom, working slowly towards a longer vacation time, being able to increase your lifestyle, more cars, more houses, and still being able to fund that beautiful bodybuilding career that you have? Or do you want to start in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of time that you put into?
Well, obviously, option B is a lot better. And to be honest with you, all that material stuff I was just throwing that out. Well, that doesn't matter to us at all. I mean, we just, here's the problem. I go to work before Elias is awake, and sometimes I come home. Depending on how hectic the work day is, sometimes the Kamomi's already asleep.
Mm.
So that's not good. And, and then I don't sometimes get to see my spouse, my wife, as often as I'd like. So, you know, that's not good either. I mean, we always like to obviously increase our lifestyle. Everybody does. But as far as, you know, the big houses and the cars, it's not really us. So I was just kind of throwing that out there. But so, I mean, we really, it's, my wife and I, funny, you should ask, we were just talking the other day as we kind of once every 6 months kind of go over our finances and look at the direction that we're going in life. We thought, you know, wouldn't it be great just to be able to vacation when we want and not have to look for just those 2 weeks and stuff.
Right.
And to be able to, you know, to spend more time together as a family and not be a slave to the job. So.
Right. So where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards being able to spend more time with Elias and no longer have to work where you're, you know, getting up before he, I mean, leaving before he even wakes up and sometimes getting home after he goes to bed. Or do you want to slowly work towards changing that? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times more money for the same amount of work and effort you're putting into it so that you can immediately start spending more time with your little boy and your wife?
Not getting any younger, the sooner the better.
Okay, welcome aboard. Jason, how do you want your name spelled on your paycheck?
This is the way my name's spelled.
Okay.
Yeah?
Can I get the last name?
You know my last name.
Okay.
We're friends.
I don't want to misspell anything, dude.
Yeah. That's right. You were never that good in English, were you? You always got the C's.
Yeah. Actually, it was D's in geometry. Okay, awesome. All right. And then the address you want them mailed to?
Whatever.
Okay, and how do you want to take care of this?
Take care of what?
Of course, your business getting in.
Well, how much is it?
You tell me.
All right. I think everybody gets the idea.
I think you get the idea. Okay, so here's what it basically I just did. I just led him through questions where he closed himself. He sold himself on his business. He sold himself on his dreams. He sold himself on what was important to him. And all I did was ask 6 specific questions. What did you like about what you saw? And he went off. He gave me a whole paragraph about what he liked about the business. Tell me more about that. Well, I want more information. Great. You want to make a little or a lot? Well, of course I want to make a lot. What for? More stuff. You know, he gave the long list, okay? I want to spend more time with my wife. I want to see my little boy more. I want to be able to vacation as much as we want to vacation, leave when we want to leave, okay? You know, how long is it going to take you to be able to have that kind of lifestyle if you stay with what you're doing right now? He gave his answer. What is the other option? I mean, he'd be a fool to say, no, I don't want more vacations. I don't want more time with Elias and my wife. So in his mind, everything is saying, yeah. And there are still some people that provoke objections from their prospect. But in light of it, it is amazing to me how many testimonials. We have about 1,000 testimonials, actually, from our clients who have used this script book that I just read. That was page 4, by the way, the closing script. At least 1,000 testimonials that we've accumulated over the last year. Truly amazing results by asking very simple questions, letting the prospects sell themselves. I'm not pressuring him. He says, well, obviously, I want to go fast. Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks? Done. That's an assumption close. I mean, he said he wants it. He said he wants to make a lot. He said he's not going to be able to do it on his job. He said he wants to start at the top. Boom. He's in. So anyway. Okay, so if you want more help in any of those areas, go right now to DannyJohnson.com. There's free information on there. Script book is a great tool. It's what I've been reading from tonight, as well as the CDs that were recorded in North Carolina. It's the foundational keys to your success. Thank you so much. Good night, and God bless to all of you guys.